The state's top health official says the new rules would reduce methane emissions by as much as 92,000 tons per year. That's roughly equivalent to taking every car in Colorado off the road for a year. Governor Hickenlooper says it will mean the most rigorous rules in the country.
How can we make sure we get to the cleanest possible outcomes in terms of air quality? At the same time, recognize that we've got businesses here that employ our citizens and are helping solve the energy challenges that we face as a country.
The governor's office worked with oil companies Anadarko, Noble Energy, Encana, and the Environmental Defense Fund to create the rules. But other environmentalists aren't on board, including Sam Schaubacher with Food and Water Watch.
The governor comes forward and basically offers up exactly what the industry wants. It's a very weak rule. They herald it as groundbreaking, and then, poof, we're all supposed to believe that fracking has been solved. There's nothing to worry about. It is far too dangerous to be regulated safely.
The state would still need to go through a formal rulemaking process before the new methane rule could be put in place. It's estimated to cost companies about $30 million per year to enforce. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.